1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The talk of
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Close calls between planes at U.S. airports is a sign that the entire aviation industry is under stress. That warning from NTSB Chair Jennifer Hamendi telling a Senate Commerce Subcommittee.
It only takes one missed warning to become a tragedy, one incorrect response to destroy public confidence in a system that has been built over decades.
Other witnesses said staffing and irregular schedules are major problems. The White House says Israel's agreed to pause strikes on northern Gaza for 4 hours each day in order to allow civilians to get to safer areas. But many in the U.S. say that's not enough and continue to call for a ceasefire. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says he will not seek re-election. The Democrats' departure gives Republicans a chance to win back his Senate seat. Manchin did not rule out a presidential run. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state assembly passed a bevy of election-related bills on Thursday. One of the bills would allow clerks to begin counting absentee ballots the day before an election. Governor Evers said that he is ready to sign that bill if it comes to his desk. The assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One of those would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. It's now set to go before voters next year. Meanwhile, Assembly Republican Majority Leader Tyler August sounds open to changes the state Senate has made to the American Family Field Maintenance Bill.
I see no reason why we wouldn't have the votes to be able to concur on that amendment almost immediately and put this issue to bed once and for all.
The amendment increases money from the Milwaukee Brewers and lowers the contribution from state taxpayers. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers basketball tonight at the Kohl Center. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers at home tonight against the number 9th ranked Tennessee Volunteers. It's the first time Wisconsin has ever hosted a top 10 ranked team in the month of November. Basketball head coach Greg Gard.
I think every games, practices, film sessions, everything vets helping younger guys. Our older guys have done a really good job of trying to kind of auto-correcting on the fly, and that'll help us.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 126-124, even though Giannis scored 54 points, just one short of his career high. Chris Middleton after the game.
We had some good possessions. Some shots went down. I think the turnovers kind of bit us in the butt a little bit.
NFL, the Packers play the Steelers Sunday in Pittsburgh. Isaiah McDuffie has been making a name for himself at inside linebacker for Green Bay alongside Devondre Campbell, Kenny Clark.
You know, Isaiah coming in, you know, for the guys, he made no drop off.
That's Packers defensive end, Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 43. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 29, tonight mainly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 44. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 34.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Guys, do not measure up because alleged contenders do not get hammered the way you did in a game that you all admitted you had to have.
96.7 FM, 1670 AM, The Zone. Rough hands, dirty boots, and farming roots. It's all we know. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Boy, and a lot of folks burning the midnight oil yesterday into today. Good morning, everyone. I'm Farm Director Pam Youngke. I was making a trip back from Green Bay yesterday. Welcome, by the way, to a brand new affiliate up in the Fox Valley, WGBW. So glad to have you along with us at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, serving the Fox Valley. Yeah, it was busy for a lot of Wisconsin agriculture yesterday, thanks to the dry weather. But I do want to remind you, take care of yourself. This is the time of the harvest where fatigue really becomes an issue. I don't see much of a break in your schedule as far as the weather is concerned for the foreseeable future. Today, we'll have kind of a mix of clouds and sun. Daytime highs today, right around 41. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 47. Sunday, partly sunny, 55. Sunshine on Monday, 57. Tuesday, sunny and 58. And we stay dry right into the mid-portion of next week. We'll check in with Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck this morning, find out what's coming our way weather-wise. And, you know, it's that time of the year again. A lot of us starting to flip into holiday mode. Maybe you're doing a little online shopping. Maybe you're starting to get your books ready for the end of the year. Maybe you're transferring yield data from your combine to the home farm, or maybe you're transferring some dairy data to your veterinarian. Every time that you turn into an information source, you're putting yourself at risk for a cyber attack. Even the smallest farm has fallen prey to cyber attacks. We're talking about it this morning with Courtney Anclam with AARP of Wisconsin. They are putting together a big toolkit for anybody to try to protect themselves going into the holiday giving season. Do you know where your money's going and what it's going to do for the community? All of those kinds of questions can be answered, and we'll do our best to do that on a Friday.
Staying connected with Wisconsin agriculture from your phone is now easier than ever with the Farm App. It's your source for the latest news, weather, and up-to-date markets. Catch up on our daily podcast and join the conversation on the topics that are directly impacting you. You can download the Farm App in Apple iTunes or Google Play Stores by searching 97.7 FM The Farm, or you can visit MidwestFarmReport.com.
Protovate Nutritional Seed Enhancer is an 80-20 talc graphite replacement that provides the critical nutrients corn and soybeans need for early and uniform emergence. Learn more at getgreatergrowth.com.
Next week, November 15th, it's the fourth annual Dairy Summit. This is an opportunity for stakeholders in Wisconsin's dairy industry and any interested consumer to find out more about research being done under the Dairy Innovation Hub. Now, that's where state monies have been invested to try to keep advancing Wisconsin's dairy industry. It's not about producing more milk. It's about adding more value to the milk we're already producing. And one of those that is involved in the Dairy Innovation Hub, Ryan Prawley. He is a faculty member on the UW-Platteville campus that is funded by Dairy Innovation Funds. I had a chance to visit with him because he is going to be one of the keynote speakers during the fourth annual Dairy Summit at Platteville. And he says it started with just a job listing.
I found out about the hub actually sitting in my office finishing off my dissertation at UW-Mass, and I got an email for a call for the ruminant nutrition position here at Platteville. And as soon as I read it, I just got a shiver. It was like fate. And I saw that it was an awesome opportunity to contribute to the state that I love and that I call home. And I knew that this would be an awesome position for growing a research program so close to awesome collaborators and resources.
Absolutely. How did it get started? What idea did it start inspiring in you? Give us a little path along the way on how you got here.
Well, for me, what really inspired me is I knew Platteville was investing in automated milking systems. And that is an area of farm management and dairy nutrition that I got really excited about. And I am really excited about because this technology space very well could be the future of dairy production and how we use this technology to individualize animal care, but also improve quality of life for dairy farmers. I started envisioning a program where I could center around answering questions on how we could use automated milking systems as a tool for better dairy cow management.
Now, that technology is not necessarily something a lot of folks are familiar with here in the state of Wisconsin. Paint them a picture, Ryan. How much do you see robotic technology influencing Wisconsin's dairy today, and where do you see it going in the future?
So for the automated milking systems, some brands you might know are like the Lely Astronauts or the De La Valle systems. Those are in-place systems that are paired with a pen of cows or possibly multiple pens of cows, and cows get to voluntarily come get milked as they see fit. And while they get milked, they get fed a little bit of feed in the form of a concentrate, whether that's a pellet or individual feedstuff. And that provides us a lot of opportunities to individualize cow care and nutrition, and it also takes a lot of the labor stress in terms of milking shifts for farmers and lets them shift their labor from milking cows every day to other aspects of cow care and management. Mm-hmm. It's growing in popularity in the United States, and it has been for a long time in Europe and Canada, and I see more and more people of dairies of all sizes adopting this technology because of its benefits.
Boy, I hear you there, especially when it comes to our labor shortages. But there are also caveats people have to recognize milk robots can't necessarily help them with. And that's kind of where you step out, is trying to help people understand some of the information generated by those robots, by that automated equipment, and what it should be telling dairy producers. Give us a little sense on some of the research that you've done on just the dairy analytics, how that's coming along, and some of the other work that the Dairy Innovation Hub is still helping you move forward on.
Absolutely. So some of our initial work has been looking at using automated milking systems as a milking management or nutrition tool for early lactation cows, and how intersecting letting cows be milked at certain frequencies, either higher intensity or lower intensity frequencies, paired with nutrition strategies, impact their health, productivity, and efficiency. And some of the other hub-funded research that's exploratory that I'm collaborating with is with some colleagues in the computer science program, where we're looking at using this huge resource of data on individual cows, individual milkings, and robots to identify our key features in robot and cow milking efficiency so we can get as many cows and the right mixture of cows on a robot so we can get the most milk per robot, most milk per cow, and the most efficient use of robot time possible.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, this is Ryan Prawley. He's an assistant professor at UW-Platteville, and he is a faculty spot funded by the Dairy Innovation Hub. Ryan, let's talk a little bit more about where you see the support of the Dairy Innovation Fund helping to take researchers like you, faculty like you, and really Wisconsin as a whole forward. You're pretty optimistic that this has created an interesting synergy between all researchers like you in the state.
Absolutely. This Innovation Hub has created tons of great collaborative networks from UW-River Falls, Madison, and UW-Platteville. I'm actually really fortunate to be in a three-way collaboration with all institutions doing a research project here at Platteville with a graduate student looking at voluntary dry-off strategies and different step-down gradual dry-off strategies. But also, and what I think the crucial thing is with the Dairy Innovation Hub is it's building a lot of research capacity at our institutions, all three of them, just here at UW-Platteville, we're making significant investments in our automated milking system, pairing that with a feed intake system so we can be the largest North American research institution with regard to AMS nutrition and management. We're investing in rumen cannulated cows so we can do more research on feed ingredient and PMR digestion kinetics, fermentation chemistry, microbial populations, and we're investing in people. And people is key, not just the faculty, but also our research technicians that are so valuable to executing all this research at our institutions and really paving a path forward for us long term to continue doing research.
So it sounds to me like a Wisconsin dairy kid still pretty happy to be on this leg of the journey for Wisconsin's dairy industry.
Yeah, my family still farms in central Wisconsin. And actually my one sister actually married a farmer in northern Wisconsin and they're dairying. And I'm just so happy to keep contributing to the dairy industry.
Again, a perfect example of a homegrown love of dairy. Staying in dairy, Ryan Prawley, like we said, he is an assistant professor on the UW-Platteville campus. He is funded as a faculty member by the Dairy Innovation Hub. And now you know he's working on just making sure that we're fine-tuning how we're using some of the technology we have on today's average dairy farms and looking forward to how we take care of that animal going forward. Ryan Prawley along with us. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Very honored to have Chester Markle joining us.
You had some challenges with alcohol. You have done a great job getting that message out.
You know, it takes a long time to get it for some people. You know, my responsibility to every community and every place I go is to give back what others gave to me when I didn't know how to get it.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Roses are red, violets are blue, and you bet she'll be talking farming with you. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
That's what I do, especially on a Friday morning, headed into a weekend that looks like it's going to provide us with dry weather. Time for a Compure Financial Ag Weather Update on a finally Friday morning. Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, joining us live this morning. Yeah, I was mentioning it earlier. You know, this is really a beautiful time of the year. I know the colors are gone, but I was watching as I was driving back from Green Bay last night just how beautiful it is to watch the synchronized dance that the combines, the semis, the grain buggies, all of it is so synchronized out in the fields, and this dry weather is going to keep that action coming.
Oh, it's going to make it a very, very busy weekend. I have no doubt about that, Pam, and you know, it's a chance to maybe put things to a finish point, at least get the harvest done, maybe get some tillage work going on, because it is going to be staying drier and a little more mild. About the only thing we really have to fight that doesn't sound good, I think, is going to be a pretty gusty, windy day come Sunday night. Wind speeds probably up around 25, 30 miles per hour, and that'll be kind of a gusty situation. That's about the worst there is to it. Oh, still a few clouds today, not the worst thing that could happen. A low pressure system is sliding off to our east. There's still a frontal boundary just off southeast Wisconsin that extends down to Missouri and Kansas. Now, as that front pulls away, it is going to allow for a few more clouds to build back in today. And although there may be some brightness, especially in eastern Wisconsin this morning, I think those clouds will redevelop, try to edge back on in during the day. And it stays a little cloudy overnight. Well, clouds at night keep us from getting really cold, so that's not the worst of situations to talk about. But I do anticipate those clouds will be seen. Then high pressure does begin to slide right in from the west, and the high pressure system will do the job over the next several days of bringing sunshine back. And as the system finally starts to push a little further east, we're going to see our winds start turning to the south. And the south winds that really show up late tomorrow and stay with us and get gusty into Sunday start pumping that mild air in. So temperatures begin to rise to above normal already by Sunday, and then pushing into the mid and upper 50s Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Tuesday or Wednesday, I wouldn't be surprised that we get a 60 to talk about, well above normal at that time. And it comes along with a fair amount of sunshine. Should be pretty nice for anything we're doing outside. Well, maybe unless that's getting ready for deer season where you're hoping it gets colder. But that mild air is trying to build in for next week, and it does stay dry. I don't have any rain in that forecast until we look on toward the late part of the week. So keep your fingers crossed. It could be a nice spell to get a lot done or spend a lot of time outdoors and make the most of how nice autumn can be in our part of the country. Really is going to be, as Pam said, kind of pretty, maybe not because of colors, but because of the work getting done and everything that's happening at one time, and just seems to be moving us along through the end of the season. I'll have those forecast details right after this.
At Compeer Financial, we provide services based on your needs. So whether it's ag lending, crop insurance, or other financial services, or you're seeking industry expertise from a trusted advisor, we're here as a partner and member of your community that is defined by you. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You're grateful for all the ways technology can connect us. Unfortunately, there are online scammers who want to take advantage. Malicious viruses, phishing scams, and identity theft are more prevalent than ever. That's why Rural Mutual includes cybersecurity protection as an option on every policy.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Talking about those cybersecurity threats a little bit later this morning. Time now to talk about what we've got coming up this weekend for the weather. Man, I'll tell you, buddy, like you said, I saw some folks that were so far along with the harvest, they're doing fall tillage. This stretch of weather, everybody might get a little chance at that.
I think it could give us all a shot. I mean, looking at how it should be staying dry right on through a good part of next week, it ought to help. Our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Forecast does include maybe a little brightness today, but clouds will thicken up as the day rolls on. We'll look for that temp in the low 40s with the northwest wind about 5 to 15. Call it mostly cloudy overnight. There will be some breaks. Upper 20s, not too cold. Northwest winds at 5. And then Veterans Day Saturday, mostly sunny, a pretty fine day. Mid 40s, anywhere from 44 to 46. Winds become southeast in the day at about 5 to 10. And then Sunday, sunny, warmer, breezy, 54, you know, in the low to mid 50s. The south winds 5 to 15. They'll gust to 25, maybe near 30. So a chilly, windy day on Sunday, Pam, but those temperatures will warm because of it.
All right. Good enough, buddy. Enjoy your weekend. You're heading kind of up towards the Green Bay area, huh?
That kind of sounds like the plan. Stop to see the mother-in-law. We haven't been there in a while, and get those holiday plans organized.
See if they roll out the red carpet in Cecil for you.
Yeah, you never know.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend. We'll catch up with you Monday.
All right, see you then.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist, checking in with us and your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Remember, Compure Financial is your financial partner, committed to agriculture and rural Wisconsin, rural America. Find out the resources, check it all out online, compure.com. All right, like I said, we're talking cybersecurity. We're also introducing you to a sesquicentennial farm from Polk County coming up.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Mino and the Mayor.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
She walks in this morning. John's like, yeah, I told you look like somebody. I've been thinking about you. That's a little weird, John.
I didn't
but
put it that
ahead.
Way, Jim. No, we said she reminds me of Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin from Full House.
Right.
Bailey WKRP.
I don't think
yes,
so.
Completely. Yes.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
She walks in this morning. John's like, yeah, I told you look like somebody. I've been thinking about you. That's a little weird, John.
I didn't
but
put
go
it that
ahead.
Way, Jim.
ABC
no,
News,
he said she reminds me of Aunt Becky,
Lori Loughlin.
Close calls between
planes at U.S. airports
right.
is a sign
Bailey,
that the entire
WKRP.
Aviation industry is under stress.
Yes,
that warning from
yes.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Hamendi telling us
on the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
One incorrect response to destroy public confidence in a system that has been built over decades.
Other witnesses said staffing and irregular schedules are major problems. The White House says Israel's agreed to pause strikes on northern Gaza for 4 hours each day in order to allow civilians to get to safer areas. But many in the U.S. say that's not enough and continue to call for a ceasefire. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says he will not seek re-election. The Democrats' departure gives Republicans a chance to win back his Senate seat. Manchin did not rule out a presidential run. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state assembly passed a bevy of election-related bills on Thursday. One of the bills would allow clerks to begin counting absentee ballots the day before an election. Governor Evers said that he is ready to sign that bill if it comes to his desk. The assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One of those would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. It's now set to go before voters next year. Meanwhile, Assembly Republican Majority Leader Tyler August sounds open to changes the state Senate has made to the American Family Field Maintenance Bill.
I see no reason why we wouldn't have the votes to be able to concur on that amendment almost immediately and put this issue to bed once and for all.
The amendment increases money from the Milwaukee Brewers and lowers the contribution from state taxpayers. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers basketball tonight at the Kohl Center. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers at home tonight against the number 9th ranked Tennessee Volunteers. It's the first time Wisconsin has ever hosted a top 10 ranked team in the month of November. Basketball head coach Greg Gard.
I think every games, practices, film sessions, everything, vets helping younger guys. Our older guys have done a really good job of trying to kind of auto-correcting on the fly, and that'll help us.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 126-124, even though Giannis scored 54 points, just one short of his career high. Chris Middleton after the game.
We had some good possessions. Some shots went down. I think the turnovers kind of bit us in the butt a little bit.
NFL, the Packers play the Steelers Sunday in Pittsburgh. Isaiah McDuffie has been making a name for himself at inside linebacker for Green Bay alongside Devondre Campbell, Kenny Clark.
You know, Isaiah coming in, you know, for the guys, and then no drop off.
That's Packers defensive end, Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 43. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 29, tonight mainly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 44. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 34.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, Watt, healthy this year. They just got Cam Hayward back for that Thursday night game, and be it a Thursday night game, they get a mini bye to get ready here. I think you have the better overall head coach, and they probably get Minka Fitzpatrick back. That's three big-time leaders of the defense. I'm with you. I think it's a pretty ugly game, but Pittsburgh finds a way to win. Your lock of the week this week, the Packers-Steelers first half under.
Rob?
You know, Matt LaFleur talked a lot yesterday.
just about the physicality and the toughness Pittsburgh plays with. And I thought to myself, they are the polar opposite of how the Green Bay Packers play, where every time Christian Watson gets taken to the ground, he leaves the football game. And Pittsburgh, a guy there would almost have to have his leg amputated to leave the field playing for Mike Tomlin. The difference on the – Nelly, you touched on this. The difference on the two head coaches and the level of physicality and the toughness that their teams play with are dramatically different. They're night and day, and it's probably why Pittsburgh wins this game at the end of the day, because they are the tougher outfit.
Matt LaFleur – well, a listener said this last week or 2 weeks ago. Matt LaFleur, his – eyebrows are more prepared than his game plan. Robbie?
That's a very smart listener. I'll just say that.
You bet she thinks your tractor's sexy. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Boy, I wish I had better photographic skills, because I'll tell you what, you take a look across the Wisconsin landscape at dawn or dusk or in the middle of the night. You watch those combine lights go across the field or the grain buggy or the semi-truck. It really is a work of art. The good news is we're going to stay dry. That means you'll be able to get those kind of beautiful pictures that you're looking for. Daytime highs today around 41 under partly sunny skies. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 47. Sunday, partly sunny, 55. Monday, sunshine, 57. Tuesday, sunshine, 58 degrees. I know the deer hunters in Wisconsin aren't real thrilled about this, but we are going to stay dry and above average as far as temperatures all through next week. In fact, we might get all the way to Thanksgiving before we see much in the way of precipitation. I'm Pam Yankee, by the way. So glad you're along with us on this Finally Friday. And welcome to our brand new friends up in the Fox Valley, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. We welcome you. Well, today is the 10th day of November. What can I tell you? Let's see. On this day back in 1775, the U.S. Marine Corps is created, the elite military force capable of operating on land, sea, and air, founded in Philadelphia during the American Revolutionary War on this day back in 1775. Semper Fi, happy birthday. Time to recognize all those hardworking farm families out there across the state of Wisconsin that are celebrating 100 or 150 years in the same family. Charity Seebecker takes us to Polk County this morning for our latest farm salute.
One farm being recognized is Murray Homestead. This Polk County farm's history dates back over 150 years. Gary Boer shares more about that history.
My great-grandfather, Robert Murray, was born in 1812 in Lochee, Scotland. He came over to the United States in 1842 from Dalry, Scotland, where he was a stonemason. He worked in a limestone quarry. They landed in Morrison, Illinois, on the Rock River. And this was prior to the Civil War. He had three sons who fought in the Civil War, John, Robert, and Thomas. Thomas died in northern Alabama after the battle at Missionary Ridge. The other two boys came back to Morrison. And then sometime after the Civil War, I'm guessing around 1867, there was a flood on the Rock River, and they lived on the river. I believe it was a place he probably built himself. And they went down the Rock to the Mississippi up to the St. Croix. And I think either to Prescott or Hudson, Wisconsin, I don't remember which, and they took a train to, I want to say, to Richmond, and they stayed there for about a year. I think the Homestead Act of 1862 was in effect, and then they did the paperwork or whatever the process was in those days, and they acquired the property in Black Brook Township, which is in Polk County, and it's just across the line from Clear Lake Township. And they moved there after a tornado near Richmond, and they moved up there. The legend is that my grandfather walked in front of a team of horses with an axe and kind of chopped his way to the homestead site, which amazes me they could find it. It was said that the trees were, it was white pine in those days, this amazing white pine forest. It was so thick they never saw the sun. Now, that might be an exaggeration, but there were huge stands of white pine in that area, and they found their way up to the Black Brook, Clear Lake area in 1868. I don't know exactly what the provisions were for the homestead. I think it was about build a dwelling, maybe build a well. I'm not sure. But it was kind of a five-year process. So in 1873, they finally got the actual deed to the property. And it was actually, it was signed by Ulysses S. Grant. I saw it at one point. So that's where they, that's when they arrived.
Can you take me through maybe stories that they've shared through those first years, whether that was key times during the war, a Great Depression, or any key things in history that really affected or just stood out to you in their farming experience?
My mother said that living on a farm during the Great Depression was better than living in a city. They always had food because they raised their own crops, basically, and with chickens and beef and pork, that kind of stuff. So they never went hungry. Problem, of course, was buying other goods like clothing, and of course, I'm sure this is very common in those days. They made their own clothing, and oftentimes they made things out of flour sacks. You know, the flour sack dresses, shirts, that kind of thing. I recall she talked about that kind of thing. Going back to when they first came in 1868, my grandmother said that she was told that they built a lean-to for the horses and the cattle. And like I say, a couple of cows. That was the first thing they did before they even had a house for themselves.
Gary Boer shares the history of his family's farm in Polk County. The Century and Sesquicentennial Farm Program originated as part of Wisconsin's centennial celebration in 1948. Each year, about 100 properties are honored. You can listen to some of these stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. These stories are brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
At Compeer Financial, we provide services based on your needs. So whether it's ag lending, crop insurance, or other financial services, or you're seeking industry expertise from a trusted advisor, we're here as a partner and member of your community that is defined by you. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Well, yesterday in Chicago, our barrel cheese gained 3 cents to 165. 40-pound block cheese up a penny at 164. The AA butter, though, down 9¾ cents to close the day, 270 a pound. This morning in Chicago, the Class 3 fluid milk contracts for December are unchanged at 1704. January milk up 2 at 1717 a hundredweight. December corn's unchanged at 467 a bushel. January soybeans are down a nickel at 1338. The July new crop wheat down 4 right now at 632 a bushel. Dow Jones Industrial Average this morning currently trending higher. We got a new World Ag Supply Demand Report out yesterday from USDA. But according to Joe Vaklevic, who is founder of Standard Grain Traders down in Tennessee, he said the story about the U.S. harvest is kind of old news now. Instead, they're focused on South America.
I think largely the story about the 2023 U.S. crop, corn and soybeans, I think it's over. Typically by November, you're on to other things. The other things would be demand and South America, both of which I think are responsible for the soybean rally, which is by far the most interesting thing going on right now. A bunch of flash sales reported here on Wednesday morning. The thing about the flash sales is that we kind of knew they were coming. There were all sorts of write-ups and things in the news wires about how China bought a bunch of beans on Tuesday. And then, you know, we saw it confirmed this morning. Does that mean that the rally's over? No, but I think a lot of that was probably priced in.
Joe Vaklevic, he's president, founder, and trader at Standard Grain in Tennessee. Now, here in Wisconsin, we had our forecast for corn and soybeans revised lower as well. Our corn expectations in Wisconsin now about 171 bushel to the acre on average, down 9 bushel from last year. Soybeans, about 49 bushel to the acre on average expected in Wisconsin. That is down about 5 bushel compared to last year. Potato production in the state, though, that's up 12% compared to a year ago. So just a little perspective from yesterday's World Ag Supply Demand Report and Wisconsin's numbers and how they compare. Coming up next, numbers are overwhelming when it comes to cyber attacks. And while you think Wisconsin farms or agribusinesses might not be a target, in reality, they're considered kind of low-hanging fruit, and cyber criminals are all around us. We're talking about that next with Courtney Ann Clam from AARP of Wisconsin. Stick around.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes?
With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
It's remodeling.com.
Because we know your barn smells like money. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Hey, everybody. Let's catch up with our friends from AARP. Again, I tell you, I'm a card-carrying member. Very happy that I am because there are resources galore available to everyone. All you have to do is jump online, aarp.org. And, of course, I suggest you go to the Wisconsin tab because they create unique events right here in the state of Wisconsin that can help you. And also some special activities that you might not otherwise see. aarp.org. Focus in on Wisconsin. Joining us today is our friend Courtney Anklam. She is with AARP of Wisconsin, and we're talking about something that everybody better get their skills sharpened up on again this year, Courtney, and that's scams. And boy, oh boy, every time you turn around, the criminals online and elsewhere are getting better and better at trying to rob your identity, your product, money from you. I bet this is one of the top questions or phone calls that AARP has to field, is it?
Yeah, so our scam and fraud prevention program is hugely popular, and right now, around the holidays, especially, we're seeing a lot more of these kinds of scams cropping up. And in particular, what we're seeing is stuff like the package delivery scams and then charity imposter scams. We see a lot of those around the holidays, too. So we're really trying to get the word out about these couple of things before we get into, you know, the height of holiday season.
Yeah. Again, Courtney is the senior program specialist with AARP of Wisconsin. And, you know, there was a time, Courtney, when I was suggesting that we all look out for, let's say, mom and dad, those aunts and uncles, because they might not be so savvy online. Honestly, I have to tap the brakes a couple times just to make sure I'm not falling victim. How do you help educate people on what to look out for when it comes to these scams?
Yeah, so AARP has our Fraud Watch Network program, which is all about educating people. So you mentioned in the beginning, we do kind of these outreach events where we invite people to talk to us. But we also do, you know, post on social media and all kinds of stuff where we're just trying to start the conversation. Because like you were saying, this kind of stuff happens to everyone. So like I, for instance, like we were talking about package delivery scams last week, I got a text message, you know, and it was like, hey, your package is at the warehouse, but we can't deliver it to your house. Like, confirm your address, click this link. And, you know, in talking with my friends and family, everybody's getting these text messages right now. And it's just, you know, you, like you're saying, you really have to be like aware of like, oh, I'm not supposed to click that link. I'm not supposed to enter information there. And it's just, you know, like I said, we're really trying to get the information out there and get people talking about these kinds of things.
Yeah. And don't be embarrassed. That's the other thing. I worry sometimes that people have accidentally been made vulnerable. And instead of, you know, coming clean and saying, hey, I'm having problems with this, they keep quiet about it. That can really turn into an issue.
Yeah, and that's one of the really unfortunate things about this kind of area of our work is we do hear that a lot. Like, people will say, I didn't want to tell my family because I was embarrassed, or, you know, especially with older folks, they're worried that their family is going to think they're, you know, shouldn't have internet access anymore or whatever, which we know is not true. Like, people, these people are still very competent and still very with it, and anyone can have this happen to them. And one of the things that AARP does that's a little unique in the fraud prevention and like this area of work is we have support groups. So we're really big on trying to, like you're saying, open the door for people to have a safe space to talk about this stuff that happens. So those support groups are free. People can go to them if they're a member or not of AARP. We just really want to provide the space for people to talk about it. And people, if people are interested in that, that sounds interesting to them, our website, aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. You can learn more about that program and, like you said, start talking about it with people who will listen.
I should tell you also that AARP has what they call watchdog alerts that can be sent to you via text so that you know when these kinds of scams are really populating cell phones, emails, etc. If you want to sign up for watchdog alerts, you can text FWN to the number 50757, and then you'll have at least some trusted information coming to that phone and putting you on high alert when these scams or fraud processes are going on. And, you know, like you said, Courtney, even if I am fond of, let's say, the idea of a donation, I believe in the cause, you've got to be so careful about exposing any financial information or personal information to those folks, those websites.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And, you know, at this time of year, like, one third of charitable giving is done in December. So this is really when you're going to see people ramp up these like charity imposter scams. And like you're saying, you really have to look into the organization that you want to give money to. So, you know, using a website like charitynavigator.org, the BBB has a website, the Wise Giving Alliance, where you can look stuff up. And it really comes back to, if someone is asking for your money, even if you really do care about, you know, veterans or sick dogs or homeless kids, like, you really need to look them up and initiate the contact yourself, and just make sure that they're going to do what they say they're going to do with your money. And I always recommend, if you like, if you're donating online, use a credit card or something like that that has protection, and just do not give anyone banking information. Don't give anyone that personally identifying information. You know, and of course, people want to give back, especially in Wisconsin. We're Midwest nice. Like, that's amazing. I just want people to make sure that they're doing it safely.
Courtney Ann Clam along with us. She is one of the great staff at AARP of Wisconsin. She is the senior program specialist. You know, the other thing, just before I let you go, Courtney, is that if you have fallen victim to a fraud scam or this kind of compromise, you can get involved in helping to make regulators aware of this. AARP has a very strong voice when it comes to trying to tighten some of these loopholes through upcoming legislation, regulatory oversight, right?
Yeah, so the fraud work, the advocacy stuff is something that in Wisconsin we're just starting to really start to build up, because we recognize, yeah, we can talk about this, we can educate people, we can provide the support, but at the end of the day, we really need to make changes in the legislation to make sure some of this stuff isn't happening. So, yeah, if folks want to, you know, get involved in that kind of advocacy work, or they want to do the victim support, or they want to do consumer education, we're always looking for fantastic volunteers all over the state. So they can, you know, reach out to us, wistate@aarp.org, you know, and send us an email and let us know what you want to do. And we will get you all the resources you need to do the great work.
Scams and fraud prevention, it is a reality for a lot of folks in the listening audience. And AARP, there to try to provide you with tools you can rely on to protect yourself. Again, Courtney Anklam, along with a senior program specialist with AARP of Wisconsin. All these resources are available to anybody. Quit thinking about AARP as being only for people 55 plus. If you are smart about protecting yourself, you will access aarp.org/fraudwatch, and you'll be taken immediately to all their resource centers. You can also text for watchdog alerts so you know when something is happening around you, and you can also listen to their podcast about how to protect yourself. It's all available online, aarp.org. Courtney Anklam along with us. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Mino and the Mayor.
Very honored to have Chester Markle joining us.
You had some challenges with alcohol. You have done a great job getting that message out.
You know, today, we'll meet the guy who heads the state ag department in Ohio on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Steer it for pass-to-pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it, ensuring precise coverage across the field. Harvest it for simple unloading on the go. Manage it for 24/7 data access in real time. For every farm and field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Brian Baldridge is a seventh-generation Ohio farmer, a former state legislator and county commissioner, and as of last February, he is the director of the state's Department of Agriculture.
I speak with ag groups all across our state, our nation, and say, you know, sometimes in the ag community, we don't take advantage of an opportunity to tell a good story of the things that we are doing as far as practices, providing food for citizens, providing a product in the ag community, knowing what we do. And sometimes we'll tell that story amongst ourselves, but sometimes that story gets lost as a lot of folks go back to the farms and jump on a tractor and go to work. I think that we in the ag community need to tell that good story of what we're doing and how we're providing food for our state and nation and world. And that's probably our weakness. We just don't tell that enough.
Baldridge says the environment is a focus for Ohio farmers.
Right now, without a doubt, our top priority is H2 Ohio, which is a water quality program. It's an incentive program that was set up in the legislature. We look at the issue of nutrients, the issue of water quality. You know, as the ag community, our goal is to put just enough nutrient on to raise a great crop. And as we harvest that crop, is to remove that nutrient off with the crop and making sure that we don't have nutrient runoff in our waterways.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own?
It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. More Israeli strikes on Hamas targets in Gaza, including near several hospitals in Gaza City. But a pause.